My mother used to collect some greens in the spring, especially. They were just weeds that grew in our backyard. Instead of spraying them like most people were doing, we picked them. So that's like my first memory of collecting stuff. When I got out of college, I just got really interested in plants and their uses and wild foods. And it was free. I had no capital to start a business. So, you know, just get together some bags and some make up some labels and it was in business. It was a hard sell at the beginning. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, I couldn't give away stinging nettle tea. Now people come asking for it because they know it's so nutritious. And you know, look at any drugstore now. You can buy St. John's wort and all sorts of these in capsule form. But I sell it mostly in tea form. So you got to drink your liquids every day anyway. Why not drink something that's got some vitamins and minerals and some medicinal value as well? So I do also have a lot of photographs of farmers markets in the area because I help get them started. And I'm the executive director of the Adirondack Farmers Market Cooperative, which manages markets in three counties. So I'm hoping to get some books published on how to use the herbs in this area and the wild foods. So that's what I'm working on now. And I travel all over the Adirondacks mostly, talking with younger people. I work a lot with college kids come over, and we do a work-study thing. They help work out in the garden, and you really get to know the plants when you have to dig them up and move them. You get to see the root system and everything. You get to smell them. The back lot, which is now I call the Plattsburgh Botanical Sanctuary, I have 400 species of wild foods and medicinal plants on that half acre, and it's become an educational garden for the community.